Beginning this fall, the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign will offer free tuition to admitted Illinois students from households that make less than $61,000 a year. But not included in the free tuition program is the cost of room and board.
Getting people here is one thing, but retaining them is an entirely different conversation.
That's Mary Maliski, a sophomore at the U of I studying animal science. Prior to coming to the U of I, she'd been living at the Mercy Home for Boys and Girls, a shelter and welfare agency in Chicago for young people who can't live at home. Maliski was able to get a scholarship from the Mercy Home to pay for tuition and housing on campus, but she says it doesn't cover all expenses, like housing over breaks.
Being poor is incredibly exhausting. It's really tiring. It's a level of emotional labor and being on edge and planning ahead that students with a bigger security net just don't have to think about or do.
According to a national survey from the Wisconsin Hope Lab, about 36% of university students couldn't pay their rent or utilities or had to move frequently in the previous year. So while free tuition goes a long way toward increasing college access, there are still a lot of barriers for low-income students to live on or near campus. Kevin McClure is a professor of higher education at the University of North Carolina, Wilmington, and has studied how campus policies affect affordability.
Generally, non-tuition expenses are a huge part of college affordability and students' perceptions of whether or not they can afford college.
One of the biggest non-tuition expenses is room and board. In 1980, the average cost of room and board was just $1,800, or about $5,000 adjusted for inflation. The average cost of room and board at public universities this year jumped to more than $11,000, according to data from the College Board. McClure says there are a few reasons for this rise. One is that many public university housing departments are self-sustaining,
meaning they operate almost entirely based on what students pay for their housing or for their rent.
So when housing operating costs go up, those can get passed on to students.
So our room and board rates are what run our operation. We do not receive additional funding from the state.
Marianne Brocker-Curry is with University of Illinois Housing and Student Affairs.
One of the things that we are often looking at is the cost to do business. And so how much is the raw food cost for dining? How much is labor? And a lot of our staff members are union represented groups. And so that's a component of our cost to do business.
Brocker-Curry says they want to be an affordable and accessible form of housing where students can get services they won't find off campus, like staff in the halls, 24-hour maintenance, meals, or educational support. She says all the new apartment buildings from private developers have also affected occupancy rates on campus.
These buildings, new buildings, can't all be full. There's not enough students. And a lot of our students who used to choose to return to university housing aren't doing that anymore.
McClure says private developers view students as a lucrative rental market in college towns around the country. This can lead to higher rents for students who live in university housing if schools try to compete.
If the off-campus housing is upscaling and creating new options with new amenities for students, it creates pressures for on-campus housing.
So while students like Mary Maliski think free tuition is a great step, she says that's not all it will take to make low-income students feel at home on a college campus. And it's not just the cost of living either.
I just want other students who are here and who are low-income or homeless to know that they are just as valid and just as talented as anybody else who is here.
I'm Anna Casey, Illinois Public Media.